Kildare Today with Clem, Owen and Kira.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, thanks, Kira, for that, and our sympathies indeed to all those many, many people who have been bereaved, so many across the Christmas period. It's always, it seems to be more poignant when somebody departs this time of the year. On a more positive note, I'd like to thank Louis and Terry Hennessy over there in Kildare Town, that wonderful news agent, sent me a beautiful card. Season's greetings from Kildare. Now, I've one of these from last year as well. And all that has surprised me is why I haven't seen more of them. Season's greetings from Kildare, with three lovely pictures of the library, the visitor centre in Kildare Town, the church, that's a gorgeous one on the hill, in that as well. And also, Louis and Terry, thank you for including that little present of the lottery ticket, which I'm not sure have I won the million or not. Nobody has rang me to tell me anyway. And maybe I shouldn't have said it, because I'll have to share it with Owen and Kira. If we win the million, now they know, so they'll be demanding it. And I had a lovely also letter from the Kelly family in Rataniska in Rataskar, in Naas, that came in just before Christmas. Lovely indeed. I remember Patsy well. May he rest in peace. And just thanking us for the work we do throughout the year in the programme. Lovely to get that, and a lovely card as well from the Kelly family at Christmas, with that lovely in Rataskar, with that lovely scene, and the Hennessys over there in the newsagents in Kildare Town. Very lucky place, by the way. It seems people seem to win there quite often, but I'll have to check that lottery ticket anyway. Maybe they've got the wrong number for me, that they haven't rang me yet to say I won the New Year's Eve million. Clem and everyone at KFM, wishing you all the best for 2022. Just wondering, did anyone see Ed Sheeran on BBC Jules Holland's New Year's show singing Raglan Road? Oh no, I didn't. Unfortunately, he sang it with the young lady who ruined his rendition of the song, which was pretty true to Luke Kelly's version, as says that listener. Stick your names on the messages so I can keep track of who you are. I didn't see Jules Holland. RT Television's New Year's Eve was a bit of a joke, I have to say. They even missed the time. I didn't watch it, but I heard about it. And in regards to the services provided over Christmas, now, I'm not talking about the other channels outside of Ireland, in terms of what's offered here. Does anyone else agree with me? The TG Cahir had the best films over Christmas and some of the best programme by a mile. I think so, and that's not just because I'm a Gael goer. How many more times, by the way, are we going to see the Bourne films or the James Bond films? We seem to see them every second week at this stage. Antigen tests are free in the UK, says Mag. When I visited my daughter in November, she got me two boxes from the local library to bring back. Each box contains seven tests. They've been very useful. Oh, very good in regards to that. Now, also on the antigen tests, people have been texting in during the course of the morning saying, antigen test kits for £2.99 and £11.99. £2.99 each and £11.99 for a pack of five in Tesco. That's very reasonable, I think. Clem, I got the tests in Dunn stores for €2 each, says Anne. You're doing very well. Come back. Bridie Nolan, hello to you, Bridie. Happy New Year. Welcome back. And Happy New Year to your good ma'am. Yeah, still. Every time I think of what she said about my nice shirt, and she was going to buy me a shirt in Dickie Bow for Christmas. A Dickie Bow! We never wore Dickie Bows in our life, other than for the so-called dress dances. Do dress dances happen anymore, I wonder? Who gets the money that the increase in the prices of alcohol? The government, in taxes. And plough it, I'm sure, back into the health services, don't they? Clem, my brother sent a watch from England before Christmas for repair. It never arrived. Think he put Kilcullen Road, Naas. I'm Naas Road, Kilcullen. He has since died at 66. Maybe you could ask, did anyone receive it? Well, if you didn't receive it, I'll tell you who has it. The Post Office Service might have it. All right? So a watch that was sent from England for repair had the address Kilcullen Road, Naas. It should have been Nace Road, Kilcullen. If anyone on the Kilcullen Road in Nace got a watch they weren't expecting, we have the number of the person who should have it, and maybe you should give back to the post office as well. Good news, of course, as we told you earlier this morning when we were speaking to Conor Horgan of Eyeball, the latest Irish survey against litter in towns, has revealed that Nace has come out in top spot with Leixlip in the top five. Shortly we'll speak with Bernie Brennan, who's chairperson of the Leixlip at Tidy Towns. But now we have two of the people who are instrumental indeed in bringing this good news to Nace. The vice chairperson of Nace Tidy Towns is Councillor Bill Clear of the Social Democrats. And indeed the secretary is Vourneen Hennessy. Good morning, Vourneen.
Good morning, Clem. How are you?
Oh, I bet you're dancing.
Frosty morning.
It is frosty, and I bet you're dancing in the aisles, Vourneen Hennessy.
Oh, we are. Careful not to slip.
Right. I have to say, by the way, just in case I forget, a message that came in there said, I just want to say how much amazing work Vourneen and others do around Nace every single day. She is fantastic and never accepts any credit for her work. And that lovely message came in from Anne.
That's lovely.
Right, tell me a little. Bill is on the other line. Good morning to you, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Clem and Vourneen. Congratulations,
morning, Bill.
For all your hard work.
And to yourself as well, Bill, because I know you're often on the programme here on political matters, but you also, across the year, have spoken with us extensively about the efforts to keep Nace tidy. Vourneen, we'll let you step up to the podium and tell us about your committee.
Well, we have a wonderful committee. There are eight of us on the committee, but I suppose we are no committee unless we have volunteers, and we have around 55 consistent volunteers who work very, very hard. And some, in fact, are out 7 days a week, and I'll have to give her a mention, Josie Kelly. 7 days a week, including Christmas Day, Josie is looking after the town of Nace. She's a marvellous volunteer. But we do have two workers, and we do have the KCC and our councillors. So between everybody, we keep Nace looking lovely. And it was wonderful to get the award today. We were waiting for it.
Yeah.
But everything comes to those who wait. So we're very, very thrilled, delighted to get this.
As we spoke earlier with Conor Horgan, he was below in the Osprey, and the presentation, has it taken place?
No, not yet. That'll be taking place at about 11:30 in Poplar Square today.
Oh, is it?
So, yes. So TG Cahir will be out, so that'll probably be shown on TV later tonight, but I don't have them details yet.
All right, that's fantastic. We've had a couple of people here who are isolating because of COVID, and that we're a bit short-staffed. Otherwise, we'd be down. Yes. We'd be down there ourselves later. But we certainly wanted to celebrate this marvellous achievement. Is there ever times, Vourneen Hennessy, when you feel like tearing your hair out with the ongoing issues?
Several, Clem, but I have to keep going.
You're not
it's
quite
a relentless task picking up litter. Because I turn around to go home and isn't there litter where I had just cleaned? But anyway, that's life, and that's what humans do, unfortunately. So we'd love to get a message out there just to say, it's simple, you know, bring your litter home. We would love to get that simple message out there. That's all we would like for people to do.
You're not bald yet from pulling your hair out,
I'm not. No, I have a great head of hair. No, I'm not bald.
I have to say, also notice in the report that you finished ahead of Port Leisha and my hometown of Ennis. And I can tell you that Ennis, does such spectacular work, for Nace to finish ahead of towns like Ennis and Port Leisha even, is a wonderful achievement.
And
the amazing thing, as we heard from Conor earlier on, I mean, we had good reports on the Fair Green Recycling Facility, the shopping arcade off North Main Street, all aspects surveyed in good order, Poplar Square reconfigured and looking great now, and a blemish-free report, Vourneen.
Yes, I know. We don't often read them, and it is we've read it with pleasure. it is just you have no idea how exciting it is. And you know, before I forget it, I must thank our TY students. Year on year, they come out in groups to pick litter. And it's lovely to see the young people, and that might be a great way of getting the message out there by the young people that, you know, it's wrong to throw litter on the ground. So, now, it is only one aspect of our National Tidy Towns competition is the litter control. It is only one. Like, there are six other elements to
it. I understand that, but the key
tends
thing...
to take most of our time.
Yeah, everything starts in the home.
If
people are told at home, don't put that in the bin and whatever else. It starts in the home, onto the school, and then out into the public domain. It's still shocking to see the tossing of bags and mattresses and everything else around.
Yes.
Bill, you're chairperson of the local group. We can hear the delight in... you're vice chairman of NACE Tidy Towns. We can hear the delight in Vornin's voice. I'm sure you're equally uplifted.
I am, but Vornin has been modest in herself. I mean, she is the one who organises the 50 plus volunteers. You know, she makes sure everyone comes out and does the clean-up. So, look, she is the linchpin of the litter and cleaning up, you know. I just like to thank, I mean, Josie Kelly comes out. She's out every day of the week, and she's out Christmas Day. And we have our community employment guys, which they're my guys, which is for them. And I just wanted to mention them, Jimmy Martin and Jim. And I just see they're out on the Silent Road there today, and I don't think they even know this has happened, which we will be telling them because it's happened so fast, you know. The Access group, the TY students, the biodiversity group, they've all added in to help us to do all of this, you know, and it's really important, you know, that we help the people. We help, you know, we realise that it's a huge team effort, you know, and it's only one part. But it's not a complete surprise to us. We've been rising through the ranks for a number of years, you know, and this is, you know, this is culminating in winning this. And it's an independent audit, all Tidy Towns reports are independent, and this is independent. It shows that the town is clean. But we do need, and just a comment, we do need, you know, the group like Kildare County Council, particularly to help us more on the litter picking and take a bit of the heavy loading off us, and particularly what I would say derelict buildings. But that's not it for today. Today is for, you know, to make good news like this, to enjoy it. And look, Vornin is, you know, the linchpin of it. And congratulations to Bernie Brennan and Lee Clip as well. I mean, they're fantastic. Leagues of Tidy Towns.
I have to say, when I see the Ger Kelly and the group in Athy working and yourselves around Nace and replicated in many other towns, I mean, you mentioned a group of 50 people. We're talking about a town of 24,000, 25,000. Mm-hmm. How, Vornin, might more people get involved?
I think people like to be involved on a winning team, and we're now the winning team, and hopefully this would... People like to be associated with something that's winning. So hopefully this may encourage them. info@nacetidytowns.ie. My number is there. They can, you know, if they see any of us out litter picking, just to approach us. And we have got lots of new volunteers because we're out there and we're visible all the time. And that's how we've got them. But it would be great to get more. You never have enough. You know, so that would be great if we got a few more volunteers.
And Bill, we're going to let you go, Bill, because we want to join Bernie Brennan of League Slip Tidy Towns in just a moment. So well done, you, Bill Clear, Vice Chairperson of the NACE Tidy Towns group. If you stay with us a moment, Vornin, because sure. I'll be back to you in a couple of minutes' time. It's also congratulations, of course, to Leakslip, because it's a considerable achievement by Leakslip, who are in the top five in the country in this IBAL support as well. Bernie Brennan, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good. You're out walking, good. Bernie.
I'm out walking, yes. So I've just stopped, so I can chat to you.
All right, well, we have Vornin on the other line who have taken the top spot in Nace from the Nace Tidy Towns group.
Absolutely. Congratulations to them. Well done.
Thank you, Bernie, and well done to you as well. Leakslip is always looking lovely.
Now, in regards to Leakslip, tell me a little about your committee, Bernie.
Well, we have a very dedicated committee and a particularly dedicated group of volunteers that are out every other day litter picking, or every second, third day litter picking. So, I'm delighted with them. It's all their hard work. Unfortunately, we still have problems with litter. You know, we're still collecting bags and bags and bags of litter every week. You know, there's no end to it, which is sort of disheartening.
I wonder, is it a particularly Irish thing? Because do we see that amount of litter in other countries? I don't think so, wherever I've travelled. There seems to be a very casual, even a cultural Irish thing to sort of toss it away.
Yes, I think, I agree with you. And I mean, we talk in the schools, we talk to the children, we have, you know, groups that are involved and very enthusiastic about it. But then there's, you go out and there's, you know, litter everywhere. Unfortunately, we have a problem too with our bottle bank up at Lidl's. That seems to be our downfall every time. We've got more bottle banks in, but unfortunately, you know, there's still litter left and bags left.
The report.
We're trying to get cameras there, hopefully.
Yeah, the other report, the report on yourselves in Leixlip said another superb showing from Leixlip, which is consistently near the top of the Eyeball rankings, with 8 out of 10 sites getting the top litter grade. A few deserve special mention. Arthur's Way, the Heritage Trail, was not only excellent with regard to litter, but the whole layout and maintenance impressed. The Mall, Captain's Hill, and all three approach roads were excellent. And then, unfortunately, the most heavily littered site was the Bring facility at Lidl. So hopefully that can be addressed.
Well, we look at, we got more bins. KCC put in more bins. We had a huge problem last year. They put in more bins, but it's still a problem. And that's almost out of our hands, which is so frustrating because it does, you know, impact on our overall results in probably the Tidy Towns National Competition as well.
Yeah, because this is a separate one that focuses just on litter.
Yeah, on litter. Look, as we keep going, and you know, as I can, all I can say is we have a fantastic group of dedicated litter pickers, and just say thank you to them for all the work they do.
How can people get involved if they'd like to volunteer?
We have, for the winter we don't actually meet up as a group, but we have volunteers that go out on their own or on twos and threes to do their work. But we meet on a Monday night. We have a Facebook page and we have a web page, so...
Right, if anybody then in Leixlip wants to get involved, check them out on Facebook, because certainly I think Leixlip and Naas and where I live myself in Athy are all typical of the small groups who week after week after week come out. Remember, we all benefit from it. So, Bernie, I'm sure you have still hair in your head. Vordine has hers nearly torn out from the frustration at times.
Oh, I know. You can't go there because you just get so frustrated.
Yeah. Well,
but
listen,
can I just say to people to be aware, I mean, the huge amount of masks that we've got is unbelievable. It's a problem. It's a huge problem.
They're everywhere, aren't they? The bloody masks, people tossing them away. What do they think?
Well, I think they fall out of pockets as well. Because they're not cloth. We never find cloth ones. It's always the disposable ones.
You see, I'm not so sure that all our pockets are that bad. I think there is a very casual toss it attitude. It's not just that. You see people tossing away cigarette ends. This, that and the other. But anyway, listen, we'll focus on the positive. Bernie Brennan,
absolutely,
chairperson of the Leixlip Tidy Towns Group, congratulations to you on that fantastic performance.
Thanks a million. That's great. Thanks a lot.
Not at all.
I keep walking now. Thanks a million.
We'll let you back to your walk indeed, Bernie Brennan. Vornin, you're probably getting ready for the presentation down at Poplar Square at 11.
I will be now shortly, yes. Yep.
Well, listen, once again, to take the top spot in the whole country is an astonishing achievement, and to have Leixlip in fifth place, we can only say and admire your dedication and everybody who's involved in keeping our towns and villages clear.
It's an honour to receive this award, and it's with great pride that we will share it here with all the people in Naas, but especially, of course, our volunteers, young, old and in between.
Well, I think it'll give an uplift to everybody who's involved across the county, not just in Naas. So, Bernie, when you're presented with the trophy, will you start with will you start with that Croke Park? It's more on Honour Dom on Cornshaw Aglaca.
I think it's T.G. Cahir coming out today, so I'll be saying, oh,
Colgardic. Colgardic, because now remember you say it's more on Honour Dom on Cornshaw Aglaca, our son Muintir Nós na Ri.
I'll practice that one now, Clem.
Yeah, our son Muintir. Look at 14. Super, great news. Well done to you. Well done to the committee members around you, to you, and indeed to everyone in Leixlip and through all those other towns and villages in Kildare and the surrounding counties who do so much work to try and keep our environment litter-free. Could we all do our little bit to help them?
Everybody can do a little bit.
All right, Vernon, yeah. Off
to
you.
Thank you, Clem, for that. Thank you for the opportunity.
Not
take
at
care.
All.
Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, welcome back. We'll get to your messages in a couple of minutes' time. We'll have another bit of music for you. And also we've had another email from a listener, John, who has been contacting us regularly from Clane about the poor service on the National Transport Authority's 120 bus, and we're hoping to return to that tomorrow. But staying with transport issues for the moment, by the way, we're joined now by Barry Kenny of Irish Rail. Once again, Happy New Year to you, Barry.
And to you as well, Sam Harrison.
Thank you for joining us. Now, significant disruption will be impacting Kildare commuters using your services for this week or longer, maybe?
Well, obviously, we're in a situation, as everybody knows, in the community where there is the highest ever level of incidence of COVID. And as an employer, that's not something that we can escape. Now, the majority of services, indeed, the significant majority of services for Kildare commuters are continuing to operate. All the news line services are operating fully. All intercity services are operating fully. Everything that operates to and from Houston in terms of commuter services is operating except for two services. The main impact we have is some services and a minority of services on the Hazelhatch and Newbridge to Grand Canal dock services will be cancelled for the remainder of this week. They've been very lightly loaded anyway in recent times, and I suppose in looking at the impact of COVID-19 and close contact absences, the reason the cancellations are occurring there are twofold. One, the issue is in our Houston depot at the moment, where we have a higher number of absences, secondly, because those trains have had so few people on board, they've been the ones, I suppose, that have been cancelled because the impact on customers is lesser, and there are also then kind of trains quite close to them as an alternative, either through to Grand Canal Dock or indeed through to Houston.
I was going to ask you about that, actually, and yes, we all understand the impact of COVID. We're having the same situation here in terms of staffing, stuff like that. Everybody in the country is sharing that. Now, we're talking about the train serving Athy, Kildare Town, Monasterevin, Selbridge Hazelhatch, Newbridge that have been cancelled, and those affected are the Newbridge to Grand Canal Dock, the 6:12 and 7:19 in the mornings, Carlow to Houston at 6:30 a.m, Newbridge Houston 7:35, Hazelhatch to Grand Canal Dock, quite a few of these now, beginning in the morning 8:17, 10:32, 12:35, 5:30, 5:52, 7:32 and 9:35 at night. Newbridge to Pierce, the 3:08 train. Grand Canal Dock to Hazelhatch again, starting in the morning, 7:26, 9:11, 11:30, 16:28, 16:59, 18:40, 20:30 and 20:30. That's 10:30 at night. Grand Canal Dock to Newbridge, the 1:30 and the 17 minutes past 6 services. That's quite a significant disruption. Are you confident, Barry, that alternative services will cope and be, you know, sufficient?
We are confident because, of course, you know, with both work from home arrangements in various workplaces and the week that this is, where you know, schools aren't back yet, colleges aren't back yet, and, you know, typically we would always see significantly lower numbers travelling this week, even pre-COVID, in that post-Christmas period. There'll be plenty of capacity on the services that are operating on these routes to cater for people who are travelling. So we obviously apologise to people that are affected by the services. We know people build their commuting days around specific trains, but we are working to minimise the impact. I mean, if you take in total, we would operate across our network over 670 trains every day, and over 650 of them are still operating. So that's you know, albeit this is one that impacts these couple of routes more significantly, overall we are working and have been successful in ensuring the vast majority of trains keep running.
All right. On that note, Barry Kenny of Irish Rail Communications. Indeed, thanks again, Barry. Happy New Year to you and your team. And we look. And by the way, just one final word. It will all be sorted by the end of this week, will it?
Well, I say that's based on the numbers that are there at the moment. I think anybody would be foolish to give absolute guarantees. But certainly, at this point, that's what we would hope to be restoring those services next week. But we'll obviously let you know during the week if anything changes.
All right, we'll have you back if things change on that. That's Barry Kenny. Thanks, Barry, for that. Fingers crossed, everybody, in regards to it. Now, let me go back to your messages and coming in. If you're going to send me something, I haven't time to fire up links from the internet because there's so much going on here. Free antigen from the HSE if you have symptoms and are between the ages of 4 to 39, says Liz. Yes, Liz, but you have to wait a couple of days to get them, you know, and who's going to be waiting if you're showing the symptoms? You notify, if you feel you have the symptoms, you notify the HSE and they'll send you out a pack. But how long is it going to take to get to you? The key thing is, if you take an antigen test and it's positive, look, you need to accept the obvious that you have COVID and you need to isolate immediately. Have to agree, Clem, regarding TG Carr. Great programmes over the Christmas. Also, just let that man know it's taking approximately 4 weeks for post to come from the UK. That's about a watch. And I think all on post staff are great working out the correct recipient, says Maria. Thank you, Maria. Morning, Clem. What's going on at the station? You're on the tape going over and over, says Margaret Prendergast in a tie. Oh, Margaret, you must be listening on the app, are you? Is it gone into loop again? All right. We'll see what's going on with that. We'll try and get it sorted. Clem, my pet hate is people just flicking cigarette butts away. Tell me about it. And the train cancellations we've done with that. Just checking what's coming in on the text, if anything, to update you. Clem, you didn't win. Because a shop in Summerhill, County Meath, was the winner of the New Year's Eve Millionaire Draw. And thanks to Dipna and the listener who sent that in again. Won't the shop supermarkets get at least 50% of the new higher alcohol prices? Maybe they will. The government will as well.
Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, a couple of quick messages to have a look at coming in. Cogorgicus galore to Nace on their number one as Ireland's cleanest town, says a listener in Dretnua. A lot of effort goes into each such an award. I've often wondered, has any individual ever been fined for littering on the street? Well, I doubt it. I've heard of the odd case, but certainly it's not widespread because, of course, the thing is you must catch them in the act, you know. Note highlighted sentence, maybe reword. What's this? I don't usually get in touch, but I feel I must make a point about the price of alcohol. I was married to a drunk, says this listener. And if the price of his staple went up, the money coming into the house for food, clothes and everything else our kids needed went down. No matter what price it is, people like that will drink the same amount, no matter the consequences for the family. Sorry to hear your experience there, which is shared by many, many thousands of others, unfortunately. Now, without at all, and I don't want to make this about people with addiction, because people with addiction basically have no control when they're in the throes of addiction, until such time as they can rehab or accept the inevitable that they are helpless and must deal with it themselves. And nobody else can deal with it until they start acknowledging that they themselves have a problem. But in regards to the price of alcohol and the significant price rises, I think there will be quite a surge across the border. People will be bringing drink home from abroad whenever we get to go abroad again. Will it mean less alcohol available generally? I think it will. Like, if you're going to take that, you could walk into a supermarket up to yesterday and walk out with 24 cans of beer for €20 or even as low as €15 in some cases. Now it's going to cost you €42. I think if we're all honest with ourselves, we've all been inclined to buy a bit more gargle in recent years, once the supermarkets started competing, it was easier to go in and buy the few bottles of wine, easier to buy the slab of beer, because it didn't hit the pocket as much. Now, in many cases, is the fact that you could buy it mean that you're going to drink it all within a certain period of time? If ever I bought a slab of beer, which was generally for around Christmas, it would last me for months on end. But I suppose if you have alcohol present around the house easily and easily accessible all the time, it's going to lead to increased drinking. And we've seen an upsurge in drinking, comfort drinking, throughout the 2 years of the pandemic. And without a shadow of a doubt, like that listener who sent me that email, alcohol abuse causes carnage to the person who is in the throes of addiction, to their families, and the ripple effect out beyond that and whatever. So that's a debate. I'm sure it's going to continue. As regards to lower prices, I think in that case, we have to focus on the positive in terms of what's going to be dealt with in regards to that. Other phone calls coming in. Joe rang and said, the politicians get too much money. They should be able to live and employ family members on the salary they're on. The rest of us have to make do. They get money for new computers. Very unfair in that. We saw the CEO of the HSC, by the way, has an army driver for the last year. An allowance of 28,000 a year on top of the 400,000 salary. John rang, am I jealous? Of course I am. John rang and said that the $1 million ticket was won in Centre in Summerhill in County Meath. Yes, indeed. So I have to take it on board now that I'm absolutely not the winner of the millionaire lotto, despite all those rumours going on out there. We talked about the Eyeball survey and the fact that Naas has finished top of the pack in the whole country with Leixlip in fifth place. What about now that almost 100,000 tonnes of packaging waste has been generated by consumers this Christmas? Where's all that going to end up, I wonder? Let's find out, because we're joined by Repack CEO Seamus Clancy. Good morning to you, Seamus, and Happy New Year to you.
And likewise to you, Clem, and to all your listeners, and really well done to Naas. I think that's a really great accolade. A lot of work behind the scenes there.
Huge accolade altogether.
And to that lady as well, I can empathise. Like that 95,000 tonnes that we're talking about packaging over the Christmas period this year. That's a 9% increase in last year, and the majority of that is made up of glass and paper. At least plastic is static and falling. So it just goes to show that we are drinking and consuming a lot more alcohol at home. I think the pandemic has really had a huge impact on that, and I suppose overall, if you look at the survey we did in November, like it's amazing that 75% of people now are eco-conscious, would you believe it? That means the whole impact of climate, understanding of the future needs, current and future needs of the country, is to the fore. And I think that's really comes down to the fact that there's great engagement in this country, and in the main, the public are doing a very good job in terms of what we are reducing. We're starting to reduce. We're definitely one of the best recyclers in Europe. But at the same time, if you look at it, it's amazing the dynamic. When you look at 54% of people shopped online this year, and 70% of those wanted to avoid crowds. And at the time we did the survey, 81% were going to stay at home. I think that probably increased given the Omicron variant that happened as well. But we also see that in what's happened with all the recyclable material that's been generated both in the house and in civic community and bottle banks. And I suppose we're saying to the public as a whole, please just be patient, take your time, make sure you do recycle. But remember as well, like the people that are doing the collection and the processing of this, they have been working right throughout the Christmas and into the new year. And they, like other businesses as well, have had to deal with the impact on the supply chain of resources and people to start with. So if you have materials to recycle, you don't have to squash them all into your bin on day one. Maybe do it in the second week and the third week, or make sure you use your civic community sites and the bottle banks. And think about the people who are at the other end of this as well. Because once you give it to the waste industry and the waste recovery operators, they will do a very good job in recycling it. And it's all about making sure it's clean, dry and loose. Don't be getting one of the kids to hop into the bin to crush it down. And then it takes ages to get it out and slows up the whole process as well. But also, it's way easier and stuff is in material, is clean, dry and loose.
And indeed, I'm shocked myself about the amount. I tend to try and take off wrappers in the supermarket, in any other retail shop, and say, here, you can keep that. And they often ask you, do you want the bag? And I say, no, I have my rucksack with me. And I leave it behind. But nevertheless, I was quite shocked to see the level of packaging and everything that I had left over after Christmas to recycle. But at least it's going in the right place. Currently in Ireland, Seamus, we're exceeding the EU plastic recycling target of 22.5%, as you pointed out. Now, that's been helped by the fact that a lot of the plastic that we couldn't recycle previously can now be included.
Yes, and look, first and foremost, the 22.5% it's a low bar, let's be real. The new bar is now 50% by 2025 and 55% by 2030. We're around 31% at the moment. And that will increase, and we will do better now. In 2017, we had to take all the soft plastics out of the recycling bin because they were causing a lot of contamination, but also the infrastructure and the technology wasn't there to separate them. And it was really great news this year that collectively it was decided to put the soft plastics back into the recycling bin again, because we were losing roughly 160,000 tonnes of that particular material to waste to energy, and some to incineration and some to landfill. But at least we were controlling it and managing it in Ireland. So that was a huge step forward. And I think the overriding message in relation to this was to try and make it easy for the consumer, because labelling and packaging labelling is confusing. So what's happened now is all soft plastics, provided they're clean, dry and loose, can go into the recycling bin. It doesn't mean they'll all be recycled, but it does mean that when it goes into the waste recovery facility, the air separators, the optical separators, the hand picking, all of that has gone to another level, where a huge amount has been done through technology now, where, you know, 4 years ago it couldn't. So that's the speed of change within the industry. And the second overriding issue is that we're also developing infrastructure in Ireland to process these materials. There's a new big plant being built in Limerick as we speak. It'll come online in February of this year to be able to deal with soft plastics within Ireland.
All right, all of that good news. Owen, you have news of how Kildare people can recycle.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to give the opening hours for the two recycling centres here in Kildare, in Cilliat Hill, in Kilcullen, they have reopened from today. The usual operating hours resuming there, while in Gallows Hill in Athy, that remains closed for today and tomorrow, Wednesday. But it does reopen on Thursday, the 6th of January, with normal operating hours. And also on the topic of Christmas trees then as well, where to recycle Christmas trees. Seven sites across the county that residents can recycle their real Christmas trees. In Athy at the Meeting Lane, in Selbridge Interchange Yard, in Clain GAA, in Maynooth it's the Kildare County Council Municipal District Office, the Moore Abbey Quilche Car Park in Monastrevin, the Fair Green in Naas, and the Kildare County Council Nursery in Newbridge, Clem.
Above all, folks, recycle, don't dump it. CEO of Repack on that 100,000 tonnes of waste packaging over Christmas, and that positive message, and keep recycling. Seamus Clancy.
Clem, can I just say maybe to your listeners, mywaste.ie is a great source of information for your listeners as well. It's a local authority and a government site, and I'd love to see more people join Repack's Team Green, which is on our website as well.
Mywaste.ie is the website, folks.
That's a government website, and it's really good in terms of telling you what you can and can't recycle. And then join Team Green as well, which is a very good website of ours that we're trying to encourage everybody to become part of, put on the green jersey.
CEO Repack, Seamus Clancy. Thank you, Seamus. Good morning to you. Put on the green jersey, folks.